Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we listen to new music from Mary Chapin Carpenter and answer a question about turkeys. But first, we help send off the college graduates of 2010. During the months of May and June, colleges and universities across the United States hold graduation ceremonies. Many schools ask a special person to speak to students during the ceremony. Mario Ritter tells us about several of this year's famous graduation speakers.
I have one more request to make of you, one more challenge, and that is keep going, keep giving, keep engaging. I'm asking you to take what you've learned here and embrace the full responsibilities that a degree from an institution like GW gives you. I'm asking your generation to be America's face to the world.
That was part of a speech that First Lady Michelle Obama gave at George Washington University's graduation ceremony in Washington, D.C. In September, Mrs. Obama gave GW students and teachers a test. She said that if they could complete 100,000 hours of community service, she would give the graduation speech in May. The students and teachers more than met her request. They completed over 163,000 hours of volunteer work. Mrs. Obama joked that if she had known, she would have picked a higher number. She called on GW students to continue to open their minds and serve others. President Obama was also busy with graduation speeches. At the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, he spoke about creating smarter and better government. He also spoke at Hampton University, a historically black university in Virginia. And he spoke at the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York.
The faces in this stadium show a simple truth. America's Army represents the full breadth of America's experience. You come from every corner of our country, from privilege and from poverty, from cities and small towns. You worship all of the great religions that enrich the life of our people. You include the vast diversity of race and ethnicity that is fundamental to our nation's strength.
Several famous actors also spoke at college graduation ceremonies this month. Meryl Streep spoke to the female graduates at Barnard College in New York City. She described her many early efforts at acting during childhood. She made a strong statement about the important role of women today. Alec Baldwin spoke at New York University about the importance of taking risks in life. And actress Lisa Kudrow spoke at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. The writer John Grisham gave many words of advice to students at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He told them to call home once a week and to read at least one book a month. He also called on the graduates to work on finding a voice for themselves that is clear and truthful.
Our listener question this week is from China. Jai Tin Wang wants to know if Americans eat turkey at times other than Thanksgiving. The answer is yes. Americans eat turkeys and many foods made with turkey meat all year. Most of the turkeys eaten in the United States are raised on farms. These are called domesticated turkeys. Americans buy these birds at supermarkets. Some are fresh, but most have been frozen. They all need to be cooked in an oven for several hours. Most domesticated turkeys are grown in the state of Minnesota. The National Turkey Federation says that more than 90% of Americans eat turkey at Thanksgiving in November. 45 million birds are sold for that holiday. The average weight is about 7 kilograms. 22 million turkeys are sold at Christmas, and 19 million are eaten at Easter. 70% of an average turkey is white meat, while 30% is dark meat. In general, Americans like the white meat better than the dark meat. 20 years ago, turkeys were thought of as mainly a holiday food. But the turkey-growing industry has changed that. They point out that turkeys are high in protein and low in fat. In 1970, the average American ate almost 4 kilograms of turkey a year. In 2008, that increased to almost 8 kilograms a year. So now you can find turkey meat in many different products. Most American markets sell turkey white meat that is cooked and thinly sliced for making sandwiches. There is also ground turkey that people cook like hamburgers. Turkey is also used instead of beef to make the traditional American hot dog. Turkey meat can also be cut into small pieces and added to vegetables and liquid to make soups and stews. Turkey has become so popular that turkey production in the United States has grown 300% since 1970. The United States exports the most turkey meat to Mexico, China, Russia, and Canada. Mary Chapin Carpenter has been writing and recording country-influenced music for over 20 years. Her songs tell simple but poetic stories. Her latest album, The Age of Miracles, is a personal exploration of sadness, love, and life's many experiences. Faith Lapidus tells us more.
I'm headed out without a tear. I'm headed out without a fight. Nothing like this empty road to take some troubles off my mind. Had enough of sad days.
That was Mary Chapin Carpenter singing The Way I Feel. The song is about driving by yourself at night into the unknown and feeling free. 3 years ago, Mary Chapin Carpenter suffered a life-threatening blood clot in her lungs. Afterwards, she spent the years resting and wondering what to do with her extra time. She turned to writing music. She says, like many of her albums, The Age of Miracles gives a brief look at where she is in her life. But not all songs on the record are about her own experiences. One song tells about American writer Ernest Hemingway's first wife. Another, called 4 June 1989, discusses the efforts of the Chinese artist and activist Chen Guang. Here is the song, I Was a Bird, in which she dreams about flying high in the sky.
I was a bird that loved to fly, catching the wind as it went south, and I could touch every inch of sky, and the sweetest songs trilled from my mouth. I'm no bird anyone can see, there's no wind waiting for me, it's just a dream. Just a dream to be a bird flying free. I was a cloud that loved to drift, offering shade to lay upon.
In April, Carpenter received a Spirit of Americana Award for free speech in music. The award is from the Americana Music Association and Museum in Washington, D.C. It honors artists who support freedom of speech in their work. We leave you with the album's title song, The Age of Miracles. Mary Chapin Carpenter describes real events such as Hurricane Katrina, landing on the moon, and protests by religious workers in Burma. She says the song expresses a sense of wonder about the times we live in.
The past comes upon me like smoke on the air. You can smell it and find yourself gone to a place that you lived without worry or care. Isn't that where we all once came from? Green leaves and tall trees and stars overhead, and the sound of the world through the screen. But now you sleep with the covers pulled over your head, and you never remember the dream. You think you just standing still, one day you'll get up that hill. In the age of me, melting, the west is on fire, but don't ever stop praying for rain.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Jim Tedder and Dana Demange, who was also the producer. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our shows at voaspecialenglish.com. If you have a question about American life, send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer it on this show. Please remember to tell us your name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
We can land in the dust of the moon. We can transform our lives. loose with a tap of the keys. Still we can't shake this feeling of doom. But I woke to find monks pouring into the streets, marching thousands strong into the rain. Now if courage comes to rest in red robes and bare feet, I will never be fearful again.